A reading from the book of Acts. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." And when they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. On Good Friday in my town, people from several local churches gathered in a park to enact and sing and pray the Passion of Jesus. And as we waited for the event to begin, many people were watching a tiny girl, not 2 years old, toddling about. She wore a pretty dress, white with pink flowers, and a little headdress. Do they call them fascinators? A doting dad was nearby, but there were plenty of people around to help her up when she tripped on a branch or just plopped down on her bottom. Smiles, care, love, you could see it on everyone's faces. I couldn't help comparing that scene with what happened a few minutes later when the horrific tale of the farcical trial, the torture, the execution of Jesus began to occupy our minds. And every now and then I found myself glancing over to see the little poppet sitting on her dad's shoulders as we followed the drama. There is, I think, in the affection shown for that wee child, a fundamental human truth. Each of us can see in the child ourselves an innocence, a vulnerability, a wide-open approach to the created world, a confidence that we are protected and loved. And as we walked the way of the cross, we once again became aware of the potential for evil that we meet as we grow up, the selfishness and cruelty, the dishonesty and ignorance. The story of the Passion. Certainly the Passion of our Saviour, but in some way, our Passion too. Perhaps some of our prayers on that day were for the child, that as she grew, she might hold on to the truth and hold out against the evil that she would certainly face. What a story this one of Peter and the apostles is in those few weeks after the crucifixion. It's a story far removed from the one we in the park had hoped for that little girl. After 3 years of being with Jesus, constantly fluctuating between discovery and misunderstanding, insight and sheer muddle-headedness, in the end, their shaky faith not enough to stand beside Jesus on the cross. Now these apostles have gathered themselves together and made a total commitment and dedication to what they now recognize as truth. And see what they face. Violence made them stand. Coldness. "We gave you strict orders." Blame. "You want to bring this man's blood upon us." And Peter's statement is so splendidly simple and truthful in reply. we must obey God rather than men. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior. We are witnesses of these things. The simple truth. No less simple than the world enjoyed by the little girl in the park. And that simple truth met in Peter's case with anger, rejection, and even more violence. Perhaps these two scenes that I've described are good models for the Christian to ponder. Peter and the others had surely stumbled more than once in their growing up in the company of Jesus, but they had been given a wonderful gift, the gift to pick themselves up when they fell down and to dedicate themselves to what they knew to be the truth. It's a truth of love and care and goodness.